من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. After all giving the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said in the previous ayat, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَسَلٍ, we have mentioned all kinds of examples in the Quran for the benefit of the people. Linnas, for the benefit of the people. But there are those who are always argumental and they are fighting and not accepting the truth. So in the continuation of the qualities of these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says today, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ, and who could be more wrongful or unjust. Azlam is the superlative degree of zalim. Zalim is a wrongdoer or unjust. So who could be more unjust than the one, mimman, than the one. Zukkira bi ayati rabbihi, who was reminded. Zukkira, from dhikr, it means reminded. Bi ayati rabbihi, with the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly he has been conveyed the messages of Allah, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he never paid attention. Fa'arada anha. What is the meaning of arada anha?
He turned away
from those ayat, from those messages. He did not pay attention, did not pay any heed, did not listen attentively, did not receive any hidayat from those ayat. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, and he forgot. مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, whatever he has done before. Literal meaning, yada, his hands, whatever his hands wrought, whatever he has done before, in terms of all the sins, all the evil things he did. So, he showed by his behavior that he does not care at all about his previous life that was completely full of sins, and respite, he has receiving the respite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but despite of the respite, he did not pay attention to that. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَقِنَّةً, indeed, we have laid the veils and the coverings. Akinna is covering, or the veil, or the curtains. Ala qulubihim, on their hearts. An yafqahuhu, so that they can understand the Quran, or they can understand the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the seals on their heart. As he said, ختم الله على قلوبهم وفي آذانهم بقرة, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put the deafness in their ears, in their hearing. آذان is the plural of أذن, that is the ear. وقر is deafness. وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ, and if you call them to the guidance. Now their situation is that although you have been calling them to the guidance, فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا, they will never ever receive the guidance. فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذَنْ أَبَدَىٰ, so then they will not accept any guidance. Abada, like ever, forever. They will never ever receive the guidance, or they will never ever allow themselves to receive the guidance. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, and your Rabb, your Lord, he is most forgiving. Al-Ghafoor, as we know. Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving. ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, He is limitless in His mercy, in His rahmah, in His grace. Zul rahmah. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still is not punishing them and giving them, allowing them to live in this world and enjoying their life. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much forgiving, is so much merciful, and He is giving them more chances that maybe they can, and at any point of time they can come back. لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. Had it been the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sees them right away. يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ, He sees them right away. He arrests them. يُؤَاخِذُ is from مُؤَاخَذَ. أَخَذَ يَأْخُذُ in Arabic, to take something. So Allah will take them. Allah will get them. Hold them accountable, bima kasabu, for whatever they have done, any whatever they have done in terms of all the evil things. La ajjala lahumul azab, so He would hasten, la ajjala ujlat, would hasten, quick, lahumul azab, sending them the punishment. This is not the Sunnatullah, this is not the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He punishes the people right away. بَلَّهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْعِدًا. But nay, there is a time limit for them. There is an appointed time. مَوْعِد, appointed time for them. لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْعِدًا. When the appointed time will arrive, then they will not get any kind of shelter, any refuge. لَنْ يَجِدُوا, they will not get, they will not find, مِنْ دُونِهِ, beyond that appointed time, مَوْعِدًا, any kind of shelter or any redemption, anything that can save them, they can protect them. Allah Akbar. Watilka, those towns, those communities, those people that we already have destroyed them. The historical background is that the people of Makkah, the same, those who are the first addressee of the Quran, Quraysh people, whenever they go for their business trip to Yemen, to Syria, so on the way they pass through different places, and these places were those towns that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with the previous messengers and anbiya. So Allah is referring to watilka, Allah, look at those towns, ahlaknahum, that we destroyed them. Lamma zalamu, when they persisted on the wrong things. Waja'alna limahlikihim mu'ida, and we have made an appointed time for their destruction. We have given them all the respite, chances after chances, but when they decided not to accept the guidance, then the day came and they were all destroyed. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the humanity from His punishment, from His azab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them all. Still there is a time for all the human beings to learn the truth, to know the truth, and to accept the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us, inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.